Happy episode 27, everybody. Thanks for listening to this podcast of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I appreciate you being here. Are you surviving January? It seems like it's so easy to visit the negative doldrums right now. But remember that it won't be long and spring will be here. Thanks to all of you that send me your positive comments and ideas. I appreciate the feedback and always enjoy hearing from you. The first instructional technology site I'd like to share with you is called A Maths Dictionary for Kids. You can visit it at http://www.amathsdictionaryforkids.com. This site features an animated, interactive online math dictionary for students. It explains over 630 common mathematical terms and math words in a really simple way, with definitions, examples, activities, practice, and calculators. The site also includes Maths Charts Details, which is a collection of over 280 printable, yes, you heard me correctable, 280 printable maths charts that you can use with interactive whiteboards, classroom displays, math walls, student handouts, homework help, and for introducing and consolidation of mathematical topics. Thanks to the site for the perfect wording. This site is easy to navigate and great for upper elementary, middle school, and many high school students. I give A Maths Dictionary for Kids 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Ever since I started teaching mega years ago, I've been a firm believer in project-based learning. I've seen students get turned on to most lessons and concepts when they can be hands-on and truly dig into a project. One concept that has caused a certain amount of irritation with other educators is my belief that there can be multiple ways to create a report about a specific lesson. At the site, do you have to write a book report? I like the many ways that it shares ideas with teachers that there are alternatives to writing a book report, but still demonstrate that subject matter has been learned. Some of the ideas that are shared are create a cartoon version of the book, create a short video clip about the book, create a virtual poster advertising the book, create your own virtual bookshelves, create a bookcast, create a timeline of events, and create a voice thread. Each idea has sites teachers can use, as well as ideas that provide an alternative to a book report. This resource is available at http://tinyurl.com/alternative-book-report. I give, do you have to write a book report? 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. Do you have, or have you ever seen or had a student that just doesn't see the world the same way as everybody else? You know the kid. He or she's the one who draws a squiggly line rather than a straight line when you say, draw a line. When you visit Picklets, you are presented with a creative writing site that matches beautiful images with carefully selected keywords. You can enter as many, or as few, words as you would like to describe an image on the screen. This site would be great to have students enter the word or phrase that describes the image displayed on the screen in their own words, revealing what they actually see. This allows you, the educator, to develop an understanding of how the student thinks and views his or her surroundings. It's easy and looks great. You can visit Picklets at http://www.picklets.com/compose_drag-drop.aspx. I give it 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. Dr. Seuss seems to have a real appeal to young students, as well as kids of all ages. One of the things that's so much fun about his books is the rhyming schemes that he used. Even when the words are nonsense words, they somehow seem to make sense. However, it seems that when we want our students to write rhyming poems, they can draw a blank with the rhyming words. When you use the site Write Rhymes, spelled WriteRhymes, students can bring up words that rhyme with whatever word they type on the screen. All the students need do is type a word, hold down the Alt key, and click on the word. Almost magically, a list of words that rhyme with the chosen word appears on the screen. What a great way to help find rhyming words. I do have a word of caution, however. Teachers may want to use caution with the words that are entered because there's a possibility that questionable words may appear on the list, if you get my drift. The site is quite plain looking and pretty tough to goof up on. You can visit Write Rhymes at http://www.writerrhymes.com. I give this site 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. I've shared with you in previous episodes that I like trivia. In fact, I like weird facts about just about everything. When you visit http://tinyurl.com/techtruefacts, you are presented with 12 weird but true facts about technology. Here are the topics shared on the site. Changing fonts can save printer ink. Email existed before the World Wide Web. QWERTY was designed to slow you down. 92% of the world's currency is digital. Domain name registrations were free until 1995. The original Tron was snubbed for cheating. In 1956, 5 megabytes of data weighed a ton. The XY position indicator for displays, that is to say, the mouse, kind of a different way to look at the mouse, Russia built a computer that ran on water in 1936. QWERTY versus ABC layouts advanced graphing calculators. Wikipedia needs an army of anti-vandal bots. And a 15-year-old with a PC hacked NASA in 1999. Each one of these topics has a story to go with it, and it's fun to read. You can actually learn something and have fun. Check it out. I give 12 weird but true facts about technology 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's the end of another episode. Thanks for tuning in. Take care, love life, and say hi to everybody you meet. It's always fun to see and hear their reaction. I'll see you the next time on Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye, everybody.